The last one is interesting in the sense that because the very first one was anicca sanya, perception of impermanence, and then the ninth one is perception of impermanence of condition phenomena. So that if you didn't get the impermanence the first time around, the Buddha is sort of like really driving that stake in and that pay attention to impermanence, uncertainty, inconstancy, not a sure thing. I mean, that's just that transient nature, changing nature of all internal, external phenomena, coarse or refined, near or far, it is all whatever is of the nature to be, of a conditioned nature, it is, it's going to be impermanent. And that, like one of the, there's a beautiful discourses in the, beautiful verses in the Dhammapada, where the Buddha saying all conditioned things, sambhay sankhara, which is it, that's all conditioned things, all compounded things, all conditioned things are impermanent. When one sees this with wisdom, one turns away from suffering. This is the path to purification. This is a very simple statement, but it's a and of course that those verses are also repeated similarly with all conditioned things are unsatisfactory. When one sees this with wisdom, one turns away from suffering. This is the path to purification. All things are not self. When one sees this with wisdom, one turns away from suffering. This is the path to purification. So that the goal and the essence of that contemplation of anicca, dukkha, anatta, but in this explicitly that anicca impermanence aspect, seeing that with wisdom, perceiving that in all things, with wisdom, with discernment, the logical result of that is just to turn away from suffering. Just it's why create more problems, more difficulties, more discontent, more dissatisfaction. It's these things are not as substantial and fraught as we usually feel they are. So that gives us an opportunity. This is the path to purification. So that's a, and I think it's a really helpful the way that Ajahn Manindo, because he does his Dhammapada for contemplation, using and he just usually is just a little twist on it, but it's, I think it's an important twist. As I said, all conditioned things are impermanent. When we see this with insight, we will tire of this life of suffering. This is the way to path purification. I'd say, just realizing, actually, I don't have to suffer over this. It's a really important insight. So that perception, or the result of that perception, is that recognition that it's not that all things are impermanent, changing, miserable, onerous. They're sort of all things are impermanent, and I don't have to make a problem out of it. Wow, that's pretty cool. So using that perception, again, lifting it up in the mind.